This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's May 22nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 11th, 2002.
Nazarene, you mentioned the shroud that covered you in an earlier question. Is this the one that is kept at Turin? Why is it that paint fragments were found on the shroud that date to the 1600s that make many people feel it's a fake?
Well, Alora, yes, the shroud at Turin is the one that covered me in my tomb. And why it has paint on it is the work of our wonderful priesthood and their leader in Rome. It seemed that people were complaining that the image on the shroud was fading and getting so that people couldn't see it. And the priesthood wanted it improved so it would be better and people would come in and see it and easily identify it. So they put an artist to work with a little paint and brushes to improve the shroud, if you understand my meaning. There's just some people that cannot leave anything alone, no matter how sacred it is, no matter how precious it is, no matter how adored it is. They gotta make it a little bit better. They gotta fix it up a little bit, and they've got to improve it to make the faithful more faithful. That's the problem with the priesthood, Alora. They cannot ever leave anything alone. This is a thing that is repeated throughout history. You have a blessed item, something that is absolutely real, but they have got to mess with it to make it a little bit better. Basically, what the priests of this church are the world's greatest con. They can't leave anything alone. They think they have to improve on the glory of God. They think they can make God better and make man happier with their traditions and their false beliefs, but all they do is make an unholy mess.
How sadly true it is, Nazarene. Some people just can't leave a good thing alone. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
We're back, Nazarene. It always makes Demetrius angry that they always paint the pictures of the Last Supper with you sitting at a table when tables weren't used at that time. You were sitting on the floor on cushions, and the food was on little stands before you. And when they weren't fetching more food or drink, each man's wife was sitting behind him. Does this bother you as well?
Yes, Alora, because this is another trick of the corrupt priesthood to promote their celibacy, to try to make people think that there were no women at this gathering. This disturbs me deeply, that they have tried to put the women out of the church, and everything that the women did has been written out of their texts. They declare women evil, and they are so despisable, Alora. They are so sick. They are so disgusting. And this is just another example of their evil, another example of their falsehood, that they promote these false pictures of the Last Supper when they know full well what the traditions of that time were. But this was the idea that was pleasing to the people at the time that these pictures were done. So the priesthood allowed it to make it more popular with the people, so they would have more followers. Their evil is beyond anything, Alora, beyond anything at all. Their corruption is beyond belief.
It's no better today, Nazarene. Look at the lies they tell, covering up the things they do with children.
And these men actually believe they will have honored places in my kingdom, Alora. How could anyone possibly believe anything so ignorant?
We'll be back again.